distance, there's a viewing platform up here, which has actually got sort of a history of London in sort of icons all the way around it. But in front of us is the Great Tower of London. Now, one of the myths of London, now, if in medieval London, in Geoffrey of Chaucer's, Geoffrey of Monmouth's time, you were to dig a hole in the ground, you'd come up, but like as much, you'd come up with, you'd hit a big, thick Roman wall. And it would be made of pink mortar. And that pink mortar was enormously tough, much harder than any medieval mortar. It would be, you think, oh my God, I can't dig my well, I can't dig my cesspit, I can't dig my foundations, because I'm not going to get through this, I haven't got any dynamite or any Kango drills. So people who, in the medieval period, would have come up across Roman masonry, and they came up with my first legend, really, my first myth, was they said these were the Romans' mortar was so strong because it was made of bull's blood. And that's why the mortar was pink, because it had bull's blood in it, and that's what magically made Roman mortar much stronger than anything anyone would ever manage to do since the Roman period. So that's like the first myth. In fact, it was crushed tile that they added to the mortar, which made and the technique they made a very strong mortar. The second myth was that people thought that because they found this pink mortar, which they thought was Roman, correctly thought was Roman, and they found it in the Tower of London foundations, they had a legend that the Tower of London was built by Julius Caesar. So if you found anything Roman, you'd say, oh, Julius Caesar built it, because no one knew any other Romans. Julius Caesar built it. So Julius Caesar built it. Julius Caesar built it. Julius Caesar. And it was said that the Tower of London was built by Julius Caesar. Now, we all know that the tower was built by William the Conqueror in the 11th century. But we'll come back to that in a moment. So that's their first legends there. And as we look to the left, that view is just to the right of us over here. The Tower of London is just out of sight, just here, across the road. And we're now looking to the east, and this is the Roman city wall. Now, here, very steep concrete steps down here, so be careful you don't trip over as you come down. Here, you will see a Roman emperor, and he's pointing us to have a look at this wall over here. And here he is. It's the Emperor Trajan, a Victorian copy of a Roman statue of the Emperor Trajan, and he is pointing out to us, welcoming us to, and say, look, there's a city wall behind you. Now, he's also pointing out this plaque over here, which we're going to have a look at in a moment. But let's have a look at this wall. Now, if you have been to any Roman cities, you will know this bottom section is Roman. You can see the Roman tile courses there, and the very neat courses of stone, which are from Kentish ragstone. And this stuff up above it is not Roman, because it's all higgledy-piggledy. It's got lots of reused Roman material in it, but it is post-Roman. Well, this section along the bottom is definitely, well, an archaeologist would tell you it's definitely Roman. However, but let's just talk to what Geoffrey of Monmouth tells us. He tells us that that London was founded as a city by the Trojans, and it was called Troia Nova. That then became Trinovantum. So the name Troia Nova degraded into Trinovantum over ages, and then it became Lud's Dun. And after Lud's Dun, it became known as London. So I'm going to talk about Trinovantum and Troia Nova later. So let's just start here with... let's just start here with Lud's Dun. So who built this wall? Well, according to legend, that wall was built by King Lud. And this is a statue of King Lud, which used to be above Lud's Gate, the west gate of the city of London, the gate near St. Paul's Cathedral. And it's always been known as Lud's Gate, as far as we know. Who Lud is, we don't know, But according to Geoffrey of Monmouth, Lud was this king who was the king in the first century BC. He was the brother of Cassivellaunus, who Julius Caesar actually mentions, who was a real person. So Cassivellaunus is a real person. Lud, we don't know, is a real person, but Geoffrey of Monmouth thought he was a real person. And according to Geoffrey of Monmouth, who had previously said that the city was called Trinovantum. So the problem is, Geoffrey of Monmouth has called the city Trinovantum, but he knows that later on, the city's called London. So he's got to get from Trinovantum to London. And the way he does it is he says that there's this great king called Lud, and Lud built the walls around the city, and it became known as Lud's Castle. Now, in Welsh, castle is done. So it's Lud's done, London, London. And that's where London gets named from, if you believe London's legends. Now, if you're a cynical archaeologist, you'll say that Geoffrey knew that it was called London, and he'd called it, said it was called Trinovantum, and he had to get from Trinovantum to London somehow, and he invented London, Lud, simply to explain how it gets from Trinovantum to London. If you're a cynical archaeologist, that's what you'll say. So let's leave that at the moment. This is by Matthew Parris here, a medieval monk, and it shows a early picture of London with St Paul's Cathedral in the middle, and then the city walls and the city gates. Let's move on. Now, this is that early Roman city. It's a drawing of London, the plan of London by William Stukeley. Now, William Stukeley was did this in 1719, and he was one of Britain's first antiquarians. Now, other antiquarians before him believed much of the, or some of them at least, believed much of the story of Geoffrey of Monmouth. But by the 16th century, people were beginning to have doubts about it, but still held some sway. And what's most exciting about this picture in his commonplace book is, if you look carefully, you can see there's a little dotted, you see this Roman wall, if you know anything about this wall here, not Rome, it's not a Roman wall, this wall here resembles the wall that archaeologists think was a Roman wall, is a Roman wall. You've got the Tower of London down here. You've got the gates roughly in the same places that the gates now are. You've got something that looks like a Roman Forum here. So it kind of looks like Roman London, but it isn't Roman London. If you look carefully, you will see there's a little dotted line here, and that is where the Roman Fort is, near the Museum of London, just over here. And that shows you that this circuit is deliberately not exactly on the same lines as the present circuit of Roman walls. So this wall is, in fact, the walls around Lud's city. These are the prehistoric walls of London, depicted by William Stukeley, who presumably believed in them. And he's given us some details of what he thinks the pre-Roman London was. There's some sort of castle at Tower of London here. There's a big palace-type building near where London Bridge would later on be. You'll see London Bridge hasn't yet been built, according to William Stukeley. We're talking about, I don't know, 150, BC, just BC. And then you've got a forum here, and then you've got a big palace up here, and over here you've got a temple of Diana, where St Paul's Cathedral is. So we'll come back to that. He gives a Greek name for the River Thames. So this is, and here's the River Fleet over here. And so that is his view of prehistoric London. Now, if you read a 19th century history of London, or if you read a 1930s history of London, you'll perhaps find a chapter on pre-Roman London. It will describe it in some detail, even though archaeologists don't think it exists. And this is an illustration of this legendary city, which was originally called Troia Nova, Trinovantum, and then became Lud's Dun, and eventually, when the Romans came, became Londinium. But you'll notice a couple of other things. One other thing I haven't mentioned here. Down here it says Belin's Port, the port of Belinus, and this here is looks like a Roman pharos, a lighthouse. It's a tower. It's Billings, Belinus's tower or lighthouse. So that's a view of pre-Roman London.